Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined by a special guest on WCCO. You've seen him on America's Got Talent. We've seen him on so many different things, so many great shows that he's produced. I mean, going back to St. Elsewhere and even his animated child series, children's series, Bobby's World. But he probably hosted one of the most successful game shows of all time, and that was Deal or No Deal. It just had America riveted, and he's joining me to talk about the comeback of Deal or No Deal. Howie Mandel, thanks for your time this morning on WCCO in the Twin Cities here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm very excited about the comeback. I'm a comeback kid.
You know, let me ask you this, because they're referring to it as CNBC's all-new Deal or No Deal. Is the show the same, or have they changed it a bit? What's changed about it, if anything?
It is. It's bigger and better. There's some twists. There's the banker is now female. There's still 26 models, $1 million. There's an opportunity for the contestants once in the game to do a counteroffer, so it gives them a little more control than they had before, so they get to play the game. So it's new, but everything that you loved about it is back. And I think that, you know, now it's even more exciting than it was before, and I don't know why that is, but, you know, it premiered last week. It, again, all new episodes tonight on CNBC, 9 o'clock Eastern, so
8 o'clock for us,
Central,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's really exciting, and people play a lot differently than they were playing, you know, 10 years ago. It's been 10 years since we went off the air.
Wow, and it was just such an impact on the primetime game show. I mean, just it really brought it to the fore here. What do you think the popularity was? Is it because that the show is based and predicated on greed?
Well, I don't know if it's predicated on greed. It could be predicated on luck, but it is the greed is what sometimes make somebody go home with a lot less than they possibly could. But I think it's because you could be 5 or 95 and watch and get the show. There's no skill involved. There's no trivia. There's no physical acumen. There's nothing, you know, just luck and timing. And now with the counteroffer, a little bit of, you know, thought, so you can, you know, you could learn something, you could take something away from it. It's just the most relatable game. You know, if you're watching a game that has trivia or anything else, if you don't, you know, if you're not a history buff and you don't understand or you don't know anything about pop culture and you're not into it, then you can't really, you're just watching somebody else play. This is something where you can go, you know, take the deal or stop the deal. People are very visual. They yell at the screen. You could talk to your kids about it. You could talk to your grandparents about it. People have been telling me that they've been gathering around the TV with the entire family and just yelling at the TV.
And then
they turn it on.
yeah, I did that, you know, in the initial run with Deal or No Deal. Chatting with Howie Mandel, again, you'll find it tonight on CNBC, 8 o'clock here in the Twin Cities. And let me ask this question. Do you have any idea where the money is?
No, nobody does. Nobody on our show does. Not the girls, not me, not the producers. You know, since that movie Quiz Show came out, you know, there was some sort of debacle and cheating on a game show.
Right, right.
You know, standards and practices have been, like, through the roof. So there's always a third party. There's another company that comes in and randomizes all the cases. And even if we're on our way to the set and one of the girls should, you know, drop a case and the latch opens, but you can't even see what's inside, it shuts everything down for like an hour. All the cases got to go back to this third party, and they're all re-randomized. No, it's crazy. We have no idea.
Oh, wow. That must be the excitement. But you sure have a way of working the deal or no deal after you've had a conversation with the banker.
I don't know if I have a way of working it. I think I'm saying what everybody's thinking. You know, it's like once I've given you the offer, you know, the offer is real money. You know, and that's it's fascinating to me that when I tell somebody an offer, you know, and they've told me they don't own a home and they have no insurance and they have three kids, and I said, you know, the offer is $100,000. That's real. And sometimes with no thought, somebody will just go, no deal. And to me, that's
wow.
Because ultimately, you know, that is a real amount of money. That's cash in your hand. That's real. And then I'm risk adverse personally, so I'm fascinated by people who just want to take that chance. But it is the chance of a lifetime, and as long as that $1 million is up there and looming, then, you know, people go for it.
Yeah, you're not a gambler at all?
Nothing, no. Well, I'll get up early to do a radio show, but that's the biggest gamble I'll take.
Yeah, and that can be a gamble at any given time. Howie Mandel, yeah. Deal or No Deal on CNBC tonight at 8 o'clock here in the Twin Cities. Thanks so much for the conversation. Continued success with everything you touch. Your ninth season of America's Got Talent, just a great fun for all of us to watch there, too, because you're an enthusiastic participant in all of these things, and I think that's what makes it fun.
I love the game probably more than anybody that's even watching. But also, tweet along with me live, you know, when the show's on tonight, at Howie Mandel.
Oh, we'll do that.
Streaming at the TV with you.
Okay, great. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.